Welcome to Back to Basic Medcast, bringing clinical cases back to medical science.
I'm Thong.
I'm Ellen. And we discuss clinical cases with the basic science message.
So, what case do you have today?
I have this case of a common symptom presenting from an uncommon condition, which highlights the importance of taking a proper history, examining well, and keeping an open mind.
Please tell us.
Well, this 64-year-old gentleman, diabetic, hypertensive, presented to the emergency department with dysphagia. Dysphagia means surgical referral. Surgical referral for dysphagia means upper gastrointestinal endoscopy.
Sounds reasonable. What did the scope show?
Nothing. In fact, a senior surgeon came along and repeated the scope. Still nothing.
That's funny, but if I remember right, dysphagia due to early achalasia may easily be missed by endoscopy.
True, but wait for the complete history, which was taken some days later by a smart undergraduate student, even as the symptoms were improving. The patient had dysphagia for only 5 days. Careful examination showed hoarseness along with reduced sensation on the right face, right upper limb, and right lower limb. The left 9th, 10th, and 12th nerves were also affected. He had an unsteady gait, but there was no limb weakness. The student looked up the books and came up with the diagnosis of Wallenberg's syndrome, also known as the lateral medullary syndrome. She kept a CNS tumor as a differential.
What's Wallenberg's syndrome?
Wallenberg's syndrome is a lower brainstem lesion that results from an occlusion of the vertebral artery. The patient develops sensory deficits of the face on the same side as the infarct, and sensory deficits of the trunk and extremities on the opposite side. Other typical features include dysphagia, dysarthria, hoarseness, and ipsilateral cerebellar signs. That means the patient falls towards the side of lesion.
And what did the neurologist say?
The neurologist confirmed the Wallenberg syndrome. He said that the ipsilateral features of ataxia were due to damage to the inferior cerebellar peduncle and cerebellum, while the contralateral features of loss of pain and temperature sense in the body and extremities indicated involvement of the anterior spinothalamic tract. The prognosis is good, and in fact, the patient had already recovered largely within a couple of weeks. The neurologist also commented that acute neurological symptoms are caused by vascular or demyelinating disorders, almost never by tumors, and the MRI was consistent.
I see. So what's our final take-home message to our listeners?
As always, take a good history, examine carefully, and I think the main message is, not all dysphagia arises from the esophagus.
Thank you for listening to Back to Basic Medcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from, and we'll see you again in the next episode.